Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives, and you are tuned into NABWIC Talks. Today we have a great show for you lined up today. And our special guests are Jasmine Lovett, an intern in the construction industry, and Isabella Rivers from Royal Host and Tours Travel. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, Jasmine. And today we're going to start with you, Ms. Rivers. If you can share with us a little bit about you in terms of why did you start a tourism business and how does it relate to the area of construction?
Okay. I'm Isabella Rivers, as you know, and my company is Royal Host Tours and Cruises, and I started this company back in 1994, and what I do is because I love coordinating tours and cruises for individuals and groups, and I found that the construction industry is a very good market for me because they work so hard, and I just found a way to market them so they can go and enjoy themselves without thinking about construction. So NABWIC is one of my focus groups that I put together tours and cruises for. So that's how I got started, Ms. McNeil. Back in 1994, I never thought of how to market, and so I started. Yes, are you speaking to me, Ms. McNeil?
Yes, I was just wondering what was going to ask and make a statement that I have a friend from the Miami area, and she has taken the cruise ships and turned them into conference facilities. Can you share with our listening audience some of the organizations that you arranged tours for, and how has that worked out for them and for you?
Are you speaking of organizations within the construction market or just organizations in general?
Organizations in general. Thank you for that clarification.
Okay. One of the organizations I've done cruises for is my Masonic family, the Eastern Stars, Daughters of Isis, Heralds of Jericho, and I've worked with different groups in the teaching industry, in the church industry. If whomever calls and they have a group that they want to take a cruise, regardless of what organizations it's in, I go ahead and I coordinate cruise packages for them. And then some not only want to cruise, but they want to take tours. Like, for instance, I had one of the organizations within my Masonic family. They went on a cruise to Alaska. And I coordinated tours for them that they were able to go on tours according to the cruise line industry outline. And I do that so they can get out and mix and mingle with people of that culture. Like in Alaska, they went on a tour that they sat down and they had salmon that was just caught out of the river. So, that's what my business does. I even had a group of detectives. Their job is so strenuous and they were like burned out. And one detective, I couldn't get him to go on the cruise. Finally, his wife got him to go on the cruise. He slept for 3 days, 3 days, because he was so stressed out. Now, this is one that wouldn't go on the cruise, but when we got off the ship, he said, Miss Rivers, when is the next cruise? So I like doing cruises for that sort of group that I'm.
Now, I also understand, Ms. Rivers, that in addition to the cruises, that you also use your company has been promoted and used for local tours also for different industries, such as the construction industry. Can you share with us a little bit about the actual tours in local areas that you do?
Well, I had a tour of the writers industry. I had editors from Ebony Magazine, Soul to Soul, Essence, Tom Joyner Morning Show. It was six editors, the Black Golf Association out of San Francisco. They wanted a tour of Miami, and they wanted to see historical Miami. So what I did, I started up in the Miami Garden area. We met with then Mayor Shirley Gibson, and then I took them by Florida Memorial University. I showed them the open locker area. We went over town. I showed them the black historical churches, Greater Bethlehem, Mount Zion, St. Agnes, all the St. John, all the historical churches, and we went to the groves. I wanted to show them where the blacks in the groves that basically came from the Bahamas, where they had migrated to. So I do those kind of tours, and then I did that for Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. They had me to do that particular tour, and with the hip hop convention that was here in during the Memorial Day weekend. You know, we all think that it's young adults that come to Miami, but a lot of them come with their parents. And I had a busload of parents that I took on tours. They wanted to see, the historical, Hampton House. And because some were from Miami, they wanted to see Over Town. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to plug this. I am writing a book, Over Town. And so it's different organizations, different markets that I do tours for. So I even do family reunion tours. I have a family reunion that's going to be here in August, and they contacted me and they want to see Miami. They want to see, you know, where we live, what our area look like. And let me tell you, we have some of the most beautiful homes in Miami. Miami, in different areas, should be in Coral Gables. The homes are so beautiful. So it's tours like that I do, Greater Miami, and I'm a historian on Miami, the development of Miami. I give them the history of it because I've been in Miami just practically all my life. My grandmother brought me here at the age of two, so I know a lot about Miami. So I do those kind of tours also.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rivers. Now, what I'd like to do is ask our next guest about herself, and then I'll ask the two of you a couple of questions before we start to wrap the show up. And being a client of yours, for Roy, who's hosted tours, the National Association of Black Women in Construction has been very excited about our strategic partnership, because in our industry, many of the women in construction, and men also, have not really looked at how can we have a better quality of life as relates to the part of our life that deals with recreation. And yes. travel and just really being able to enjoy the area that we live in, and especially in the Miami area, which is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. People pay thousands of dollars, tourists by the billions come into Miami to enjoy what we have for free, and we really don't enjoy it. So that's one of the reasons why I'm very excited about having you on the show today. And regardless of whoever is listening to the show, regardless of where you are, you live in an area of acres of diamonds. In other words, the diamonds in your backyard, regardless of where you live all over the world, is an area that you really want to get to explore and find an organization in your area like Royal Hosted Tours and have them give you a tour from a historical perspective from your city or your county or your state. And like Andy says in her motto, you know, see your city or your area through the eyes of the tourist. So thank you so much for that, Ms. Rivers. We're going to go right now to Jasmine Lovett. Jasmine is an intern. She's also a volunteer with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And we'd like to hear from you, Jasmine, this morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Great. Can you tell us where you received your degree and tell us about yourself, please?
Yes, I went to North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my major was construction engineering and management, and I minored in entrepreneurship.
Okay, and where do you live now, Jasmine?
I currently live in the Raleigh-Durham area in North Carolina.
Okay, now can you tell us about your last internship?
Yes, I interned at the Department of Transportation of North Carolina in the Program Development Branch. We dealt with the funding for the next 10 years, and I had to do monthly graphs projecting the funding and expenses for different projects. And I had to deal with the management of the documents for the right-of-way, PE, and construction phases.
I also
interned at Newcomb & Company. It's a HVAC company, and I drew ductwork in AutoCAD. And I've interned at Northrop Grumman in Newport News, Virginia. I did research for the CVN-21 aircraft carrier.
Okay, so now I understand from talking to you previously in preparations for the show that you are also in the market for another internship. What kind of internship are you looking for now, Jasmine, please?
Well, I'm looking for a full-time job in construction management as a project manager or construction manager in building construction.
Okay, since some of your experience has been in the area of transportation, are you focusing in any particular industry, say transportation or aviation or any of those industries?
I would like to focus on buildings.
Okay, all right, excellent. All right, now I want to go back to Ms. Rivers. Ms. Rivers, can you share with us a little about your background and what did you do before starting your business, please?
Yes, my background is in accounting. I received my bachelor's of science degree in accounting from Florida Memorial University, and I worked for the Department of Human Services in the accounting area. And I was when I retired, I was an accountant one. So I did 33 years in the field of accounting, and it was governmental accounting. It wasn't public accounting. So that's what I did for 33 years. But prior to that, I was fashion coordinator for J.B. Ivey's of Charlotte, North Carolina, and also fashion coordinator back in the 70s for Lori's Fashions in Surfside. So I had like two industries I worked in, fashion, and then also I went and I was going to go into corporate law, but I didn't like all the reading, so I went into accounting, and because I like back then working with the numbers. So that's where my last, I would say, 40 years has been fashion and then accounting. And now it's in traveling.
Okay, now can you share with us, I know Ms. Lovett was sharing her background in terms of her educational background, and where is your educational background from?
My educational background is from here in Miami, Florida. And I heard the young lady say she was from the Raleigh-Durham area. My family background is in Charlotte, North Carolina. But my grandmother raised me, and she raised me here in Miami. I went to Phyllis Wheatley Elementary School and then to Booker T and then finally Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right, excellent. All right, SP, mm-hmm. We have a few more minutes left in the show, and I just want to remind our listening audience that you are listening to NABWIC Talk, and we are the voice of Black women in construction. We are construction, and we are looking to build stronger and better lives in the construction industry by creating strategic partnerships with organizations who are in the construction and construction-related industries. And so, ladies, if you could share with us, and I always like to ask this question, what is your favorite book? So, Ms. Lovett, if you would go first, because I know Ms. Rivers has a lot to say, and so we're going to allow her to close the show, but what's your favorite book, Ms. Lovett?
Right now, I'm reading Think and Grow Rich, and The Confident Woman. I like both of those books.
Okay, I guess I should ask you why. You what's your favorite book and why? So you told us your favorite book, now why?
Yes, I like books that help you with your thinking and thinking positive.
All right, so Ms. Rivers, if you would share with us, what's your favorite book and why?
Well, one of my favorite books and the most favorite is Think and Grow Rich, because I've been reading it since 1994 when you gave me my first Think and Grow Rich book, which I still have. It laid out the blueprint of how to get my house in order. And when I say get my house in order, not my physical home here, but my house, Isabella Rivers, how to get this house in order in the nine areas of life, spiritually, business, financially, recreational, civic, getting those things in order, and having plans, having goals and plans of action, how to bring it into fruition. As I was sharing with you this morning, Ms. McNeil, how one of my goals were to have my own talk show. Bam, here it is. I've been given the opportunity to do that now. So, you know, write your goals down. This is what Think and Grow Rich shows you, how to become a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire, but it will show you how to get your house in order, get your life organized, so you won't be stressed out. Sometimes we're not organized and we're all over the place, but Think and Grow Rich will show you how to do that. That's why it's one of my favorite books. And then I have a myriad of books, self-help, self-motivation books, Zig Ziglar. He's one of my authors, one of the best authors, and I like Dennis Wattley, Being the Best That You Can Be. So, you know, these are my favorite books that I have right here, and I read them.
right, thank you. Thank you. Now, if each of you would like to share your contact information in the event that someone who's listening to this show now is the live show or once the show is archived, if they may want to contact you, how would they go about reaching each of you? Jasmine?
Yes. My phone number is 252-314-1978, and my email address is jasminebdotlovett@gmail.com.
All right. Now, can you give that email address again? Because I think I may have heard some static in the line.
Yes, my email address is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E. B as in boy, dot Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T, at gmail.com.
All right, thank you. Now, Mr. Bird.
Okay, I can be contact. My website is www.royalhost, another T, the word N, the letter C, dot com, Royal Host Tours, TNC, dot com. The phone number is area code 305-310-7725. And if they would like to, my email address is info@royalhostnc.com.
All right, thank you. Thank you, ladies. We prepare to wrap up the show. Are there any last thoughts or comments you'd like to make, Ms. Lovett? Ms. Lovett,
no.
Any last thoughts?
No.
I guess that is the last thought. Okay, now, Ms. Rivers, any last thoughts or comments you'd like to make before we wrap the show up?
Well, I will wrap it up by stating my interest. See the world through Royal Host Tours and Cruises. Not only do we do local cruises, but our company can coordinate a cruise anywhere in the world. I have a group that's flying into Barcelona, Spain, and they will be going on the Mediterranean cruise. I have a tour for Alaska in 2014. So if you would contact me at area code 305-310-7725, I'll be more than happy to help you plan that fantastic vacation. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And right before we close, I just want to again do a commercial for the organization. And again, you are listening to Now We Talk. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And every week, we come to you on this Blog Talk radio show to share our resources, our strategic partners, and information to help you live a better, stronger, quality life in the area of this construction industry. And Ms. Rivers, I understand from speaking to you earlier that you are planning your Blog Talk radio show for travel with the International Mastermind Association. Will you share with us, but you know, when are you planning on doing that, and how can someone reach you if they're interested in coming on to the show for Blog Talk?
Well, I'm planning on doing it as soon as possible, hopefully within a week. Hopefully within a week. I'm just trying to iron out the wrinkles. And the name of the travel show will be Let's Talk Travel. And I will be talking to different ones that has traveled the world and giving insight in the cruise industry and the tour industry. There's a lot of questions that will be asked and a lot of answers that will be given. So it will be Let's Talk Travel, and it will be my sponsor will be Mastermind, the International Masterminds Association.
All right. Thank you so very much. And that is it for this week. You have been listening to The Voice of Black Women in Construction. Now we talk the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And have a good day.
Thank you, Ms. McNeil.